Today on Real Life Radio.
You have got to be able to say and to wake up to and get tall as Zacchaeus to realize, you know what? I just want to see him. When you begin to appreciate who Christ is, then you begin to understand, you know what? He is Lord.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Before we get into today's message, I want to tell you about an event we have coming up. It's called Just Church. You know, in a time when so many people have really stopped going to church due to fear or maybe pain or maybe just the convenience of watching online these days, maybe it's time to come back. Just Church is going to be a great time to gather as a body of believers to simply worship, hear a good, clear message, and radically rededicate our lives to the Lord. It's coming up Friday, September 8th at the Honda Center in Anaheim. If you'd like some more info, go to justchurchsocal.com. That's justchurchsocal.com. And now, let's get into the message. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continuing in his Gospel of Luke series with a message titled, Little Man, Big Sin, Bigger Faith. This Gospel of Luke series is a series that gives us both the humanity and the divinity of Jesus, as really only Luke the physician could do. Here now, as we begin chapter 19, we'll consider Zacchaeus, who was short in height but very tall in stature. You see, Jesus, now passing through Jericho, has a divine appointment with Zacchaeus. Jesus tells Zacchaeus that he wants to stay at his house that day. Overjoyed, Zacchaeus repented on the spot, and Jesus restored not only Zacchaeus, but his entire household. So today, on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that Zacchaeus, well, he was a little man, but he was rich in wealth and power. And even though his sins were many, he was excited to see Jesus and became giant in his faith. Now, with his message called Little Man, Big Sin, Bigger Faith, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Did you know that for God so loved the world that he died even on the cross for Adolf Hitler, who exterminated so many people? And did you know that God so loved the world that he even died for the very self-righteous, I don't need Jesus grandpa that might be so dear in your life but sees no need for Christ? Did you know that none of us get to heaven, says Jesus in the Bible, but by faith in him? It's not by money. Well, Pastor, what do I do? You know, I kind of like this poor church. Where do I write a check? You know, you write your check to God. It's not going to affect your entrance into heaven. Well, you want to baptize me now so I'll go to heaven? That's not going to do it either. But how about giving me communion so I can go to heaven? Ain't going to happen. You can't get there from here. Not like that. You have got to be able to say and to wake up to and get tall as Zacchaeus to realize, you know what? I just want to see him. When you begin to appreciate who Christ is, then you begin to understand, you know what? He is Lord. Because in a little bit, you're going to hear him say, Lord. And to understand that God, who in this messed up world sent his son according to the prophets that he would come and love you all the way through to the end of this challenging, difficult life. And in the end, when you and I breathe our last breath, inherit eternal life. That is, it's given to us on the basis of what Jesus did. It's called the gospel. And so it may be that the crowd is all around, but you feel so alone and almost as though you're hiding in the crowd. And God says, I see you. Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, but in reality, Jesus was seeing him. And that's an excellent thing. Point number two, little man, big sin, bigger faith. Are you too bad? Do you think maybe you're too bad to be seen with Jesus? I shared with you guys years ago, some friends of ours, we were sharing the Lord in Newport Beach. We were witnessing to people, telling them about the love of God. And there was this big chopper gang. I don't know what they were, but there were a gang of guys there. And they had all their girls with them. And they were drinking and partying on. And Pastor Richard Cimino, you've known Richard. He's taught here before. He pastors up in Sacramento today. We were sharing the Lord. And we saw these big gnarly guys, big mean guys. And we just didn't say a word to each other, but we just kept walking by. And we went to the next group of unsuspecting victims. And it was great because we both turned and looked right at each other and said, we're supposed to go back and talk to them. And I remember walking toward that chopper gang group, that biker group, and I remember praying, I'll never forget it, dear God, give me wisdom and give it to me quick. I don't know what to say. And I walked up and I said, excuse me, excuse me. And the whole gang went silent. I said, I'm a Christian, but before you kill me, can I tell you something? And they laughed like you're laughing. And I'm not gonna say what some of them said, it wouldn't be appropriate. And the leader said, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let the guy speak. He had enough guts to come up here, talk. So I gave him the gospel and he said, you know what? That's fantastic news if it was true. That's too good to be true. He said, no, by the time I'm 30, I'm gonna kill myself. There's no life after death. And he had his theology. Lost in the crowd, lonely, afraid, I don't know, but listen to this. Do you think you're too bad to be saved? Because one of the things he said was God would not have me in his heaven, because if he would have me in his heaven, it wouldn't be heaven. And I want to tell you something right now. I love you, even though I don't even know who you are necessarily. But I'm going to tell you something right now. In Christ, I love you. And I got to tell you something. You think you're a bad sinner? You think you're too bad to make it to heaven? Let me tell you something. Don't be so impressed with yourself. You're not so great a sinner. But Pastor Jack, I have raped, murdered, and pillaged. You know what? Do you think that you have sinned so big, so great, so bad, that you're beyond the grace of God? Do you think when Jesus died on the cross that the blood he shed covered the sins of the entire world except your hideous, horrendous sin? Oh, don't fool yourself. Look, I am happy that you see yourself that way, but listen, don't stay that way for long, because God's love for you is to take that. And this is what he loves. Just like taking a piece of junk car out in the middle of the desert. He gets it out of the desert, gets it into a shop, fills it in, fixes it up, puts new wheels on it, gets it all ready to go, and presents it as a brand new, beautiful, like it rolled off the showroom floor, 1932, whatever. If man can restore something that's lost and neglected and rejected, why not your creator? Zacchaeus had it all, but he wasn't happy. He wasn't fulfilled. So look at verses 4 and 5. Are you too bad to be seen with Jesus? I want to argue with you, because listen, why would the Lord want to lift you up if that were so? Lift you up. Yeah, look at verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see Jesus, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus and said, pause right there. I'm going to look at the screen picture there. Okay, this is that tree in my backyard. I couldn't get the whole thing in the screen. Now watch this. This is fun. This is a sycamore tree, just like they have in Israel. Notice how the leaves are only about the size of a little pancake right now. It's springtime. Hey, the time of this message, Luke 19, same time of the year it is right now. It's just before Passover, just before Easter. Sycamores are just like that in Israel today. Next slide. See that? And look at all the branches, by the way. And if you don't trim them, it'll go like that all the way down to the ground. Okay? Next picture. That's looking from the bottom up. It's got a split trunk. It goes in two directions, but it looks like it's got 10 trunks if you look at it. You can go anywhere you want. Notice how little the leaves are at this time of the year. Out of all the trees in Israel, Zacchaeus climbed, listen, the tree that had the least amount of leaves so he could see who, what, why? Jesus. Isn't that cool? I mean, I don't know about you. I think that's cool. He goes up into the tree, and I don't know what he's thinking. He's not going up there to be seen. He doesn't want to be seen. He already got an elbow full of eyes, or an eye full of elbows, I should say. He wants to see Jesus. So he goes up there, and you can see in a sycamore what's happening there. But here's what absolutely gets me excited. The things that cause this little man to come out of his home and to risk all this stuff just to see Jesus, to me, is extremely romantic regarding what he wants to experience. What is he searching for? What's he looking for? Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. Maybe Zacchaeus heard that. Maybe he knew that. I don't know. But what drew this man into such an interesting setting? Look at verse 5 goes on. Are you too bad to be seen with Jesus? Think again. Why would the Lord invite you? Why would the Lord invite you? Why would the Lord invite himself? What's with the meeting? God had a divine encounter underneath that tree. Hey, listen, you guys know, if we plant a tree or put a seed in the ground, that's what we do. Who causes it to grow? A seed growing is a miracle. By the way, you know what's cool about a seed? You put it in the, it's in a suspended state. Did you know that? Until you put it in the ground. You know what happens when you put a seed in the ground? It dies. You say, it dies. I thought a tree grows. It does. As soon as it dies, it sticks out a little probe that's going to search for life, search for nutrients. That's why as Christians, we believe in resurrection. Think about it. Somebody planted a tree. Jesus, who knows everything, goes to an intersection, a divine meeting place, because Zacchaeus, some little Danny DeVito, would be sitting in a tree. God knew that. Before God flung Jupiter out into space, God knew you. All the things that are going on in your life, God knows. Everything that's happening, God cares about. And you keep that in mind. Because what's beautiful is the Lord invites himself. It says in verse 5, the Lord said, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must stay at your house. The word must is I can't continue on. This is part of the gig. This is part of the plan. Zacchaeus, come down. By the way, do you read anything in your Bible about somebody saying, Jesus, that's Zacchaeus in the tree. Leave him up there. No. Do you see Jesus saying, excuse me, somebody, what's this guy's name? Nope. What does Jesus say? Zacchaeus, come down from here. I love that. Jesus said in John 10, verse 3, my sheep hear my voice, and I call them by their names. He calls us by our names, and he says, I will lead them out, or in this case, I will lead them down. Zacchaeus, you come down. Do you have that hope today, by the way? The Bible says the Lord's coming back. When he comes back, or listen, you say, well, I don't know when that's going to be. I agree. I don't know when it's going to be, but let's just shorten the whole concept. What if today, what if this week you're going to go meet Jesus? Does he know your name? Is he going to call you by name? Can you imagine when you're fading away and all the doctors are saying, we can't do anymore? Or you see that train coming down the track and your car won't start? What am I going to do? Wouldn't it be wonderful to know that before all that comes down, you're going to hear your name called? Jack. Have you ever had surgery, or have you ever been knocked out or passed out or freaked out? Jack. You hear your name. What? Where am I? What? The first thing that you get is Jack. Now, some of you have great noble names. I have Jack. Jack. Jack is an object that lifts heavy things. Jack is a form of equine related to the horse, right? Great name. It's my dad's nickname, but it's my legal name. My passport says Jack. God's going to call my name. He's going to call your name.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And he calls Zacchaeus. I'm going to stay at your house today. Get down. There's encounters like that, and God wants to have those encounters in your life. Jacob. We'll put the verses up and I'll just paraphrase it. You can look at them or write them down later. Genesis 28, 16 to 19. Look at the verse. The verse is amazing. The verse says this, that Jacob awoke from his sleep. God had shown him a vision, a dream about his proximity to God. God was showing himself to Jacob. He's sleeping out in the middle of nowhere in a place called Luz at that time. And surely, though, he says, listen, surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't even know it. Have you ever had that happen in your life? Yes. I tell you, I've had it in my life. Have you ever been somewhere where you thought, God ain't in this place? We have a saying for it. What a godforsaken place. No, it's not. He's there. Jacob wakes up and says, I thought I was in a godforsaken place. Hey, have you wandered away? Are you a Christian? Have you wandered away? You've been dating Rocky or playing around with bubbles and you're straight from God and you're goofing off. You're not happy, are you? Hey, if Zacchaeus was happy, he would have stayed home. Why are you here? Why, maybe you're listening in right now on the radio. Why are you here? Tuning in. What's going on? What's going on in your life? Did you know God knows? I'm so glad that only God knows. He's so good. And Jacob says, I was in this place and God was here and I didn't even know it. And he was afraid, it said, verse 17. And he said, look how biblical this word I always use. It's right there in the Bible. How awesome is this place, he said. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he put under his head, that was his pillow, and he set it up as a pillar, and he poured oil atop it, and he called the name of that place the house of God, Bethel. Guess what? When you look from satellite space, and you zoom in on the town of Bethel, zoom in on it, guess what it says in the mountains of Bethel? YHWH in Hebrew. Yahweh is the name of God. From space, you can read the name of God in the land of Israel in the city of Bethel. Absolutely awesome. I would like to argue with this, argue you regarding this, is that everywhere you go, my friend, you may or may not be a believer today, but I want to tell you right now, until your time's up, God is loving on you to get you to see him. You may be kicking against God. I don't believe in God. You know what? Listen, I love you, but he's not paying any attention to that. I refuse. I think God's this. He's not offended by all your accusations against him. You're shaking your fist at him. He's not scared. My mom was a little tiny Portuguese lady, little tiny thing, little like Zacchaeus, a wee little lady she was. And it's terrible to admit this publicly, but it's true. My mom, she had such a temper. I told you before, she didn't speak English very well, and she would get mad. And when she would get mad, she would start cussing at us in Hawaiian and Portuguese. And my brother and I, we would just hold her forehead like this. And she's swinging at us and calling us all these names I'm hearing in my mind right now. And she would just get so tired, her arms could not swing any longer. And I'm not joking. And then when, because you know, she still had strength in her legs. We would go like this. And then run. Hey, people are like that with God. You know what, God? And when I meet you, I'm going to tell you. And you know what? I didn't, when my baby died back in 82, and I don't know why, and I hate you, God. And I can't, and my husband left me, and my wife, she did, oh God. And he's just like this. And you're going, until you just give up. And let me tell you something. That will be, I've been there. That will be the most painful moment of your life. But when you give up is when your life changes like never before. Like never. And you'll never be the same. It is a great thing to lose to God's arguments. It's very important that you lose to him. Verses 6 and 7, are you too bad, you think, to be seen with Jesus? Then why would the Lord want to be seen with you? Well, he wants to be seen with you. Look at, so he made haste and came down from the tree which God gave him to sit in. he came down from that tree and look at, received him joyfully. Joyfully. I don't want to spend much time on this. We'll go to our third point. Just this, joyfully. My friend, joy, get this. If you don't get anything else, get this. Joy is different than happiness. Just by definition. Happiness is based upon happenstance. Hey dude, what's happening? Well, if it's good, you have a story to tell. If it's nothing, it's boring. Hey, how's your day going? Cool, man. You know why? Because you're happy about what's happening. What about tomorrow? Oh man, I don't know. You know, people have a tendency to worry about tomorrow. What's gonna happen? Who cares? You can't control it. God knows. He's in control. Take it easy. Here's the cool thing. Happiness goes like this, and all of us are prone to it. Happy, sad, happy, sad. Happiness is connected to what's going on, happenstance, and emotions. You know what's greater than and transcends emotions and what's happening around us? Did you know that right in the middle of the worst situation that you can ever imagine, you can have joy if you know Jesus? Did you know that Jesus said in John 15:11, these things I've spoken unto you, that is the word of God, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy would be full. Do you know what joy does? Joy goes like this. Joy's like this. Look, you have teenagers? Huh? Stock market? Right? As we get older, ibuprofen, Advil, doctor's visits. Right? Joy. Doesn't matter. It's constant. It's divine, supernatural. Those of you who don't know Jesus, I hate to be so blunt, but I love you. Listen, those of you who don't know Jesus, you don't have any joy. Your life is constantly vandalized and victimized by the events of what's happening, and you're tormented by what could be. My friend, listen, you don't know the Lord. If you knew what it would be like to come down from the tree you're in and go with him and have him come into your house, listen, your house, your life, he says, I must be in your house today. He didn't say, hey, Zacchaeus, you know, I don't know if you make time for me or not. Check your day timer, see if you can. Jesus said, I must. God had a plan. Third and final point, are you today ready for Jesus? Zacchaeus was a little man. He had big sins, but he had bigger faith. Are you today ready for Jesus? Verses 8 through 10. Because it's time to be honest. Honest with yourself. This is amazing. Then Zacchaeus stood. By the way, I have the word highlighted in my Bible, stood, because what it implies is, it implies that Zacchaeus stood in a different sense of character, taller than he's ever stood before. Isn't that cool? I thought he was a short guy. He's a short little giant. Physically, he's just a wee little man. But he was a giant now in a second in faith. How cool is that? Someone asked George Washington, how long will it take for a soldier to be cleared or freed of fear in the face of battle? And Washington said, some men have no fear in battle. Some men are completely terrified during the entire battle. Some men lose fear during the battle. And the answer that he wound up drawing to the conclusion was, you can have fear and you will have fear. But the key is to never give up because you have fear. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, life is getting pretty spooky outside those walls. But Jesus says, I've come to give you peace. He says, I've come to give you life. And Jesus is telling us, I believe in this, that there is an honest, dramatic change. Zacchaeus stood straight up because he was standing for something, someone that he had never known before. And this was not going to be taken away. And it was so churchless, and it was so important to him and so perfect for him and so needed for you to hear today if you've lost everything and you're losing everything. Zacchaeus said, follow along with me in the Bible. Look at it, verse 8. Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. Why did he say that? Listen, that didn't save him. Do you understand that, everybody? Because he met Christ, his heart was touched. He didn't need stuff anymore. He was going to be just fine. Don't worry, he's not going to be homeless. But he had so much stuff. He says, that's it. I don't need this stuff. That was my identity. I'm giving it away. Right now, people are losing. How tragic. They're losing their identity when the tow truck comes and repossesses it because they have no Jesus in their life. It's time for America. It's time for the world. It's time for you and it's time for me to really, really get serious about this thing we call faith and stop goofing off and become real believers, because you know what? He said to us, I will never leave you or forsake you.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Life Radio with his message called Little Man, Big Sin, Bigger Faith. Thanks for being here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Gospel of Luke. It's a series on the book of Luke and the unveiling of Jesus Christ to this world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So many people have stopped going to church. They've given up on fellowshipping together. Maybe it's been pain. Maybe fear has gotten the best of you. Maybe it's been, I don't know what. But I want to challenge you. Now's the time to come back home. Hey friends, Pastor Jack Hibbs here, and I want to invite you to Just Church. Let's have an evening of worship, the Word of God, and to make a radical recommitment to Christ.
That's Friday night, September 8th at the Honda Center for Just Church. For more info, go to JustChurchSoCal.com. That's JustChurchSoCal.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.